Fox is standing by. Well, Cat, what the hell's going on tonight?
Was it still drizzling when you came in?
It's drizzling hashish, I believe, based on the calls. What's going on in the world? Anything? I guess George Bush is running into National Guard people. Anything else going on?
I wasn't aware of that. Let's see. We have more tax cuts for the middle class, and we have some perverts in St. Paul and some fellows who stole a safe from a mobile gas station in your old neighborhood, Mishki.
They stole what?
A safe. A safe that was...
Good.
Yep. Yeah. Three guys picked up the 200-pound safe, had $1,000 or more in it, and they...
What are the perverts up to?
Oh, they're trying to molest young girls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which neighborhood?
Is the pervert hanging out in? Well, his last attempt to abduct a 12-year-old girl was last Friday on Hague Avenue.
Hague?
Mm-hmm.
Hague and what?
Doesn't say.
Oh,
I don't
come on.
Know. Well, they didn't tell me that.
Hague?
Hague, yes.
I thought we had a deal to send most of those folks over to the east side. Oh, crap.
Well, maybe the east side is getting full.
Oh, boy. All right, and I was listening on the way into your weather report, and you didn't say anything about Saturday. Is this all going to wrap up?
Saturday and Sunday should be partly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Where were you today when the storm hit? That was crazy.
That was beautiful. 1:15, I was sitting out on my porch enjoying the sunny day. 1:15, I went inside to use the Biffy. When I came out, all hell was breaking loose.
That's how rapidly it happened. 1:30, I looked at my watch. I thought, all right, I'll get this work done. I can be in the pool by 2. By 12 minutes to 2, crap is blowing all over my yard. The power was out. It was just, it was like the Wizard of Oz.
You know, it's interesting. You and I have a different take on the good life. You were appreciating America for the pool you were going to go into. I was enjoying my porch. Others view the good life as DVDs, VCRs, microwaves, and hockey.
Well, I was also enjoying a little gardening.
Yeah, gardening?
Yeah. I had the implements out.
You don't see those bastard Brazilians gardening, I'll tell you that. They don't have any.
Only the hashish.
Hashish, got plenty of that. Holy moly. You ever been to Brazil?
No.
I guess they have something that puts our state fair to shame called Carnival.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's a big festival.
Yeah.
On Fat Tuesday. It's much like the Mardi Gras. It's based on Lent.
The people are in better shape there than the folks at our state fair, I've noticed, just from photographs.
That's because they don't have grease on a stick.
Nope.
They have anaconda in the raw.
You ever been to Anaconda, Montana?
No. I've been to West Dakota. That's close, isn't it?
There's a song here, you know.
What?
There is. Well, I've never been. What is it? It was the Three Dog Night.
Oh, I've never been to Spain.
But I've been to North Dakota.
Yes.
And the ladies are insane there.
But I've been to North Dakota.
North Dakota never gets in any songs. Never gets when. Oh, that's not true. North Dakota gets in this song. Do you remember this one?
I don't recognize it.
North Dakota's in it.
Colorado and South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota.
Two girls and a lot of...
North Dakota never gets in a song.
Well, you were right the first time.
Wait! No! It does!
You put your cattle out, you bring your cattle in, then you stand about and you break a little wind. You do the North Dakota, then you just call it a day, and that's all that life's about.
Aha!
Don't you think the maestro John Heit should pen a tune about his home state?
I forgot Johnny's from there.
He
I
sure
don't know.
Is.
Every time I try to get Johnny to sing one of the songs he's written, he won't. He's sort of one of those guys, similar to guys who write poetry in their bedroom but never want to share it with anybody, or guys who paint, take art classes and paint, but are embarrassed at their ability and don't really show it to anybody. A lot of people, a lot of closet artists in this country.
I tell you, he was very proud to show off that Mary Kay Pink guitar that he got a few months back.
He is, but that's not what it's called. What is it called? It was a very famous name. It was a very, very popular guitar.
It was a Fender. I don't recall if it was a Strat or a Telecaster.
Fender Strat.
Yeah, okay.
And it was pink.
It was pink.
But Johnny's not afraid to show his feminine side. He's not. And a lot of what attracts women to men on stage playing guitar is that feminine side they showcase a la Mick Jagger. Why did I bring up a la there? That didn't make any sense. Wildcat Fox is standing by.
I'm glad you played the No Woman, No Pride song. Did I have the...
Now, is it No Woman, No Pride or No Woman, No Cry?
No Woman, No Cry. Yeah.
What does he mean by that, No Woman, No Cry?
I don't know. All I know is that I had that dreadful North Dakota song going through my head for the last hour, and well, I was ready to come in there and underdog you.
You know, North Dakota must have sort of a Greg Brown-type character. Greg Brown, of course, from Red House Records, locally here in St. Paul, famous for singing the virtues of Iowa. North Dakota must have something like that. I wonder who the North Dakota troubadour is.
Well, I would have to think at one point it was Lawrence Welk, but since he's no longer with us.
But Lawrence Welk didn't sing of North Dakota.
You're right.
The joy of that state and the beauty of it. Who the hell could do that? I think you almost would need to get just some guy drunk in the back of a beer hall. Maybe writing on the fly. I don't know who the hell you'd get.
And go for a little spin in the pickup. He might have a harmonica in his shirt pocket. He might pull it out.
You know how
the mouth harp.
You know how Kenny Rogers said there's someone for everyone?
And Tommy's love was Becky.
Well, there's someone who loves North Dakota. And there's got to be someone who can carry a tune and knows three or four chords who loves North Dakota.
I'm sure there is, and they probably are still residing in North Dakota, which could be a big part of the reason we haven't heard about them.
Now, I want to be honest with you, Wildcat. This North Dakota thing with me, it's not a joke. A joke would be if I made fun of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's one of the most beautiful states in America. It actually is a lovely state. And I could make fun of Iowa, but Iowa is a lovely state. North Dakota is a barren wasteland. It's an embarrassment to the United States of America.
I have to tell you, about a year ago, I took some time off from work, took the Amtrak out to the West Coast. And one day I was in the dining car, Vic and I were in the dining car, and we had lunch with a couple from the Atlanta area, and they were headed out to Washington State to visit the wife's brother. It was their first trip across the plains. I have never in my life seen two grown people as excited about North Dakota as this couple was. You could tell they hadn't done a lot of traveling east of Atlanta, west of Atlanta. And this woman was so excited. She was like tapping her husband's shoulder. Look at, there's a blade of grass. Oh, there's a pheasant. Look at the fence post. And Vic and I were trying so hard to keep a straight face. This is boring. It's time to go take a nap until we get to Montana in the good country.
Lewis and Clark, of course, made the trek through. And Meriwether Lewis did not, in any reports leading up to the visit to North Dakota, did not show any signs of suffering from depression. They believe now that he died of depression later on in his life. Obviously, in this particular case, taking his own life. But I am convinced the depression kicked in somewhere around Mandan. And that poor guy couldn't shake it even back in St. Louis. I honestly believe North Dakota killed Meriwether Lewis. I think they say no one died on the Lewis and Clark expedition, or maybe one guy did, I can't remember. It was an extraordinary situation, though, in terms of people coming back alive. But I don't think you can count Lewis. I think he was killed on that trip. It was just a delayed fall.
And when you say the depression set in around Mandan, that was as they were traveling westward, correct? Not as they were coming back to St. Louis.
Right, and then he came back and he got one more shot of it. But he sacrificed his brain for our country. He sacrificed his brain. A lot of people don't think of it that way, but I do. I think a lot of people who go to North Dakota because they're on government assignment sacrifice their brain for our country. Put their brain in the line of fire?
Line of fire, that would work.
They put their brain in the line of fire, just the brain. And they come back fried, empty, hollow people. Oh, God, I'm feeling really down, really low right now.
Think about Iowa.
Every year, Minnesotans are accidentally killed while duck hunting. It happens in simple ways. While cleaning a gun. While loading a gun. Sometimes even while just carrying a gun. But the fact is, the number one cause of death while duck hunting is not accidental shootings. It's accidental drownings. Because in any given season, more duck hunters will die from boating mishaps than from gunshots. They'll swamp their boats or fall overboard without the one thing that could save them. A personal flotation device. So if you're a duck hunter, always wear a float coat or a life jacket in your boat. Because if you die while duck hunting, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.